Listener Production.
Hello, I'm Damien Carbon with your news briefing. The Prime Minister is in Madrid today ahead of the NATO summit, with Ukraine top of the agenda. It comes as 16 people were killed and almost 60 injured after a missile strike in Ukraine. It's believed more than 1,000 people were inside the shopping centre when the Russian missile hit. Anthony Albanese says Australia is not immune to the impacts of this war.
Even an island continent like Australia, across the other side of the world, has been impacted by this, with rising petrol prices and the difficult issues relating to the supply chains.
Australia has more than doubled its population in the past 50 years. The latest census results were released this morning. Dr. David Gruen from the ABS.
For the first time, the census counted over 25 million people. This is an increase of 8.6% since 2016.
While there's been a massive decline in the number of religious Australians, a 60% drop in the number of Christians in just 10 years. Overseas, there's a shocking story breaking in the United States this morning. A truck carrying migrants near San Antonio, Texas, has been found with at least 40 people dead inside. Another 16 are in a critical condition in hospital. And we're being encouraged to fill up the petrol tank today as WA reaches the end of the two-week fuel cycle. Unleaded across the metro area is averaging $1.97.4 today, with the usual big jump expected early tomorrow. The best spot to find a cheap price is at the Fuel Watch website. Australia still has some questions to answer ahead of their test series against Sri Lanka beginning tomorrow. Batter Travis Head still under an injury cloud, with Glenn Maxwell on standby, while the Aussies are still undecided on their second spin option to partner Nathan Lyon. One thing isn't in doubt, though, according to new coach Andrew McDonald.
It looks a dry surface. It looks like it'll spin.
Novak Djokovic is through after the opening night at Wimbledon. He'll take on Tanasi Kokkinakis, who also had a first-up win. And Nick Natanui should be right to go for West Coast on Sunday. Listener.